All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're just proving me right that this town just sees the ball game as something nice to do. You're waiting until Friday to go down there and hang out and get drunk and eat hot dogs and be with your buddies. That's the real opening day. Not today. You might as well be in Lakeland right now. These games are the spring training games, except they actually count. Except these are games that if you win, you could put yourself in a good spot. But apparently, Detroit, you're exactly what I thought you are as Tiger fans. You show up to the games. You want to have fun. If they win, they win. If they don't, no biggie. So,
yeah. God, I hate you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the phone lines.
No. It's bizarre to me because I'm excited for baseball. Does that mean I'm old? But I also realize these are real games. And that while baseball can be a bit of a death march, 162, they all count. Hey, go back to 08-09, you don't believe me. Game 163, every game counts. Mm-hmm. Like, there should be some optimism in the air. There should be some excitement.
They're starting on the road.
The wings are falling on their face. The Pistons never got out of bed this year. And the Lions ain't coming walking through that door anytime soon.
No. But because they're starting on the road, it's almost like these games don't count. And no, that's not true, because this is a series you can take and actually do something.
So are we a bad baseball town?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, we are. It's what I say they are, that everybody gets mad. Like, oh, no, we're better than that. Are you?
Well, they don't demand anything from the team. So that would be a start.
No, the fact that.
And it's opening day, and I'll be honest, the shows prior to us had more success talking about, you know, what's your favorite toenail? You got 10 to pick from, 2, 4, 8, than they did talking Tigers. Yeah. So maybe we're just idiots for being excited about baseball.
Doug broke down the toilet paper escapade, so, yeah.
No, that's not real.
That's real.
Jeff is confirming that's okay. Kenny, the ticket text, please. I am ignoring both of you. My God.
The Tigers are believe it when I see it. I have to see them actually win 80-plus games to believe that they can do it.
Hold on. So that's the barometer? Be average? The team hasn't been relevant in a decade. Why can't it be us? Why can't we want more? 81-81. Who celebrates that? No one. I really don't understand it. You're in a god-awful division.
Because this team has been so bad for so long. But yeah, 81-81 is a celebration because it means, you know what? Here, wait for it. You didn't have a losing season. You broke even.
Yeah, well, one problem. You're talking to somebody, second place is first loser. So I got nothing for you. You can take that down the street.
I get it. But this is Tiger fans. 81-81, you might as well be putting up a banner saying, we didn't have a losing season for the first time.
Kenny's laughing, and I don't see anything to laugh about. Tell me, Kenny. Share with the classroom.
You know what? Jeff has an update on calls. That's what I was laughing about.
Oh, please. Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, Mike, most of the calls have been, what channel is the Tiger game on today?
Got it.
Is it on Bally still?
You should be listening on 97.1 The Ticket. But I will tell you, the biggest addition this team made in the offseason was Jason Benetti.
Yes.
That if you're not going to listen to the game on The Ticket, you actually have a real broadcaster doing television now. Jason Benetti's elite. He's not good. He's great. You have a great TV play-by-play man. Benetti is a pleasure to listen to. I mean that. There's no smarm in it.
Yeah, I mean, he's good at baseball. He's good at hoops. He's just good.
Excellent.
Across the board.
Excellent. So. The problem is he shouldn't be the best bat that we signed because he doesn't play.
He's not batting eighth.
He may as well. At least I know Jason Benetti's war would be zero. Javi has a chance to go negative.
One hit in spring training. Wow.
Kenneth?
But you're paying him $20 million, so you got to play him.
No, you don't.
Mike, that's what I was trying to say. You weren't here, but people are like, well, no, you haven't. No, you don't. Just go ahead and put him on the bench. Well, you can't embarrass him.
Why?
He embarrasses himself. You're not doing anything but holding up a mirror. That's it. He's James Brown. You're Maceo. You're just holding that mirror up to him.
I don't catch that reference, but okay. Kenny.
85 wins and the Tigers barely miss out on winning the division. That's from Nick at work.
Now, hold on. Wouldn't that upset you? To win 85 games and barely miss out knowing you had this nothing burger of an offseason? That would really bother me.
You had players that could have added 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins maybe.
Right.
And you didn't. And that, you probably missed the playoffs in that scenario by 1 or 2 games, you know?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want Scott Harris to be right because of the product. I don't care about being right. In fact, I'd love to be wrong. Oh, hell, maybe Andy Ibañez is the next great thing in baseball. Well, I don't care.
Well, that's what I said. I would love to, if you just came out and said, you know what, Javi Baez was average this year and we knew what we were doing. Okay, great, because that means you probably won more games. Like, maybe Javi was the reason you won 5 or 6 extra games, and that puts you... And yeah, the bar is low that you were in the race for the division going into your final 2 series in September.
I got to tell you, it must be nice to be Chris Yelich. You can just own a baseball team. Nobody holds you to any standard. Nobody demands anything. Your team goes out and does largely nothing.
It takes
and the same group of media will come down to your ballpark and eat party snacks and write articles about it.
Say, it takes a lot to come up with the new menu every year. A lot of thought.
Crazy Puffs.
With cheese.
I saw a new burger on the menu, too. It looked pretty good.
Thanks, Wojo.
Hey!
Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. And again, I think they're going to win 84 games. I don't think they're going to be worse than last year. But I'm not interested in anything other than winning the division. Playoffs. Like, it's, come on, man. It's been a decade. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good, hey, man. What's up?
They did the bare minimum to get better. They had a chance to do way more, and they just, we'll just do a little here, a little there. So I'm not that excited about it.
Yeah. Mike, let me ask you a question, because maybe I'm missing the mark on it. Like, do you think a majority of Tiger fans is actually annoyed with the team? Or do you think
I absolutely do.
Okay, good. All right, that makes me feel better, because
so
I feel
almost
like
a silent protest.
Yeah, I feel like people are kind of out in space a little bit, Mike.
It's a long season, you know, and they could have done more. Are they even league average yet in their salary?
No, they're $55 million below league average.
And I know we're higher market than that.
Yep. And that's
it's ridiculous.
You know, Mike, I'm with you, and I say this a lot. I'll say it again. I have always viewed this organization as more than this town, meaning, no, we're not the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers. You don't need to be. I view you as the American League equivalent of the St. Louis Cardinals, an iconic Midwestern franchise, iconic logo, some tradition, some unbelievable players. I just cannot fathom. Like, St. Louis is a baseball crazy town, and they make demands of their Cardinals. I don't understand how someone like Chris Illich, who is a nothing burger in the owner game in baseball, has done nothing, has accomplished nothing. How are there not more demands made upon him and this organization to give us a legitimate product? Mm. Not being 500 after the month of April since 2016, not being relevant in a decade. Rico, please.
No, Mike, what you're saying makes sense.
Crazy puffs.
No, using the St. Louis thing because they really only have two sports to really root for there. You know, you got the Blues and you got the Cardinals. We're here. Maybe you have too many options that.
What about Billiken's basketball?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just have too many options here where this team is bad. So I'm just going to put them to the back burner until you start winning something. And especially because the Lions did well.
All right, then you're not a baseball fan. Because that's just not how it works.
I understand.
Like,
you're a baseball fan when the weather gets warm.
But like, look at New York. You can hate New York all you want. It's a baseball town. They have 50 teams. The Yankees and the Mets have talked about 365. It's a baseball town. I wouldn't dare bring up the Tigers during the offseason.
How many teams you have in New York?
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding, Mike.
I'm just making.
No. I was kidding. Oh, Giants,
like,
and Jets.
Oh,
and
I know. I know they're largely ass. I'm just making a point. Like, the Tigers. Baseball, there's a romanticism to it. It's your summer, and there has to be more of a standard. Like, I can't believe that the Pistons are the most underreported story in sports. I mean it. Rico, we did the topic the other day, and I was really pleased. Our listeners, you know, vibed, it connected. They are the process Sixers bad, mm-hmm. except they're trying. Like, But do I think people are angry? No. I think people have just said, F it, I'm out. That's what I can't figure out.
And I think the same happened with the Tigers years ago, where they just said, until you're willing to go out there, you heard some of the callers, go sign some people, go increase your payroll. Show me you care before I care.
All right. Listen, I'm trying to figure it all out because maybe I talk too much baseball in the summer. I like baseball.
No, you're fine. It's just, it's baseball and then it's Tiger baseball. Like, there's real baseball.
And then
it's here.
Then the Harvey bar.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.